Welcome to another Neil's Minute. The Lord just spoke something to me that I believe is at the crux of where we're at in Western Christianity, especially in the U.S. God is telling me this morning that He is dealing with our trust issues and where we place our trust. And we have had 200 years of building traditions of church rather than being the church. And God is in the process of destroying our reliance upon the traditions of man to reveal the nature of relationship. Excuse me. As I'm sitting and listening to what He's speaking to me, it's like you can put new furniture in a house, but it's still the same house. It just looks a little different. And God is saying, I'm not interested in renovating the house. I'm interested in replacing the house. He wants to bring it back, the house of God, which is us, not a building. He wants to bring us back to the place where we inhabit His presence, that then no matter where we're at, there is the visual of what it means to be a house of prayer and a house of God. So many of my friends struggle right now with the transformation from traditional church services to one that is about the church being the church and doing the work of ministry rather than leaders. It's not doing away with leadership. It's actually giving leaders, if they transform back to an obedience of trust, they will find that they actually lose the people, and the church will begin to impact communities because it's based upon community. So I've been about intimacy with God for 40 years. I knew nothing of it, love in my walk without Jesus being Lord. I had no clue. Hugs, speaking I love you in my family just wasn't done. It wasn't that there wasn't love, but they had no comprehension of their own ability to love. So it was pretty sterile. But when Jesus called me, I began to experience the need to be loved and the need to express love. And because I was living out the traditions of my family, they didn't work together. Yeah, I had to let go of many of my family traditions and embrace the tradition of Christ, in a sense, the will of Christ, the embodiment of Christ. I had to look at life with a whole different set of guidelines and a whole different set of directions into the future. They still mess with me. The callings of Christ don't quit because we have finished the exterior that is viewable by others. The really important stuff is what goes on after that house has been started. Like, you know, I say yes to Jesus. I say yes to His Lordship. I say yes to all His precepts and provisions. But when that outside shell of the house gets built, then there's the place of furnishing it. And what does God want my heart furnished with? The reality of His natural, supernatural love. So this morning, as He's sitting there and talking to me about trust, you know, he told me very specifically, it's been something going on as usual. He leads me up to these conversations with weeks of little innuendos or different scriptures that he brings into my mind. And then all of a sudden I go, oh, yeah, I get it. And that's when I really start getting it, not when I've got it. But the reality is, God trusts us first. He really does. He trusts us. He needs us. He loves us. And we just can't imagine that God actually needs us. You know, he's God. He's self-sufficient. Okay? That's true, and yet he is love. And love always needs somebody to give to. Love always needs someone that they can walk together with. Because love, by its very nature, the God kind of love, is always moving out into new territory and bringing other people into an awareness of a freedom in the love of God that completes us in a way that nothing else can. So God trusts us, and he entrusts us, and he loves us. And love, we've got to change the way we look at that word love in English, because it's not a love without power. It's not just words of benevolence. It's not just acts of charity. It is a love that does the impossible and changes the heart, changes the mind, heals the body, heals the soul, sets people free from demonic. It is not just written words on a page or words spoken to pacify someone in a difficult situation. God's love brings God's presence. It's the shalom. The shalom, which is God's presence, God's power, God's promises, God's future, God's perseverance. All that God is in this word shalom. And that word shalom is a result and comes out of the heart of God. I bring my presence, my power, my deliverance, my love, my future, my hopes, and all that heaven is to walk with you and move you into the place of being who I call you to be. So when you think of the word love and you think of the word trust, you need to change the definition from man's tradition to what is God saying? Who is he being? Because he is love and he does trust. He trusts us even in the midst of all the things that we do wrong. He is not afraid of our sin because he's already provided the antidote for sin. He's already provided the redemption from sin. I'm not saying that sin, we don't sin. I'm saying that he's not afraid of it because he is love, and he will always come out on top because he is the truth, the way, and the life. So as I'm sitting here, I just want to speak to people to have hope into the future, knowing that God dismantling the traditions of man in Christianity is an incredible statement that he is going to loose us more and more into the reality of his kingdom and bring his kingdom to bear on earth through us if we will just be willing to trust and let go of our security blankets. Thank you. Blessings to you.